Good morning, everyone. A few weeks ago, when Lindsay asked me to prepare a message for our church, my first thought was, oh my goodness, how will I manage that? I wanted to write a piece about the armor of God for Blue Magazine, but speaking on it was not a part of my plan. It took me a while to process this challenge, but as I started to study the scripture, I was surprised by how rich this small passage in the Bible was. If you are stuck, overwhelmed, and ready to give up, don't. Because in these verses, Paul gives us all the tools we need to conquer our daily battles and live our lives to the fullest. When I was a little girl, I loved stories about kings, queens, and knights in shining armor. We grew up with the King Arthur movies. Does anyone remember those from the 90s? Today, I wanted to realize that you are part of a real-life kingdom. The moment you decide to follow Jesus, he adopts you into his royal family. You are then called son and daughter of the Almighty King. Isn't that amazing? And the wonderful thing about our God is that he is the ultimate wise, fair, kind, loving, powerful, above all king of the world. God loves us, his children, unconditionally and does not play favorites. He knows you intimately and wants to have a relationship with you. God is always available for advice. And if you are willing to grow, he will give you the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. He is with you on your good days, your bad days, and everything in between. Today, I want to reassure you that a life with God by your side can only be fulfilling, exciting, and full of adventure. But being a child of God also brings new challenges. Being a child of the light means you have an enemy. In Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 12, Paul says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Nothing steals our joy like broken relationships. Do you agree? Are you having trouble with your teenager or a sibling? Are you having a hard time with a colleague or a friend? Do you have an unresolved issue with your mother or maybe your grandfather? The enemy is clever and he is hungry to take away the joy God has given us. He knows our weaknesses and that is where he will attack. Sometimes his attack is blatant, but most of the time it is slow, steady, and subtle. Do not think that complicated relationships are a coincidence. The enemy will use anything, even our closest relationships, to throw us off balance. Another way the enemy shows up is in our minds. Are you constantly thinking negative about yourself, your situation, or about others? Are your negative thoughts creating constant anxiety in your life? The enemy knows that negative thinking is a sure way to bring us down and keep us from living a fulfilling life. He loves to attack when we are at our weakest, when we are tired, stressed, overscheduled, and off balance. It makes it so much easier for him to make us feel unworthy and keep us where he wants us, down in that pit of despair. Paul experienced this firsthand. In Romans 7, verse 21 to 25, he says, so I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Can't we all relate to this? Do you have a war raging inside of you? Choosing what is right and true is challenging on our best days. But this is the good news. Paul's letter to the Ephesians gives us practical ways to fight our spiritual battles against the enemy. Paul says in Ephesians 6 verse 13 to 18, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." So let's talk about the belt of truth first. When I studied the Roman soldiers' armor, I discovered that they had more than one belt with different functions. Soldiers wore tunics similar to a dress that came up to their knees, and they would use the fabric belt to bind it up, the tunic up, to prevent them from tripping during battle. They also wore one, sometimes two, leather belts around the core of the body. It held the breastplate and the sword in place, and in some cases it gave the necessary support to hold up and help carry the weight of the breastplate. With the belt buckled tightly around the soldier's waist, he was able to stand firm against the enemy. Paul says in verse 14, "Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist." What is the truth? These days, with so many opinions out there, it can be challenging to filter through all the noise and find the truth. So how do we know who we can trust? God and His Word are unchangeable. If you have walked with God for a while, you will see that He is always faithful and true. A practical way I remind myself of God's faithfulness is to take a moment to look back at difficult times in my life and how God has helped me through them. Take the time to remind yourself of God's faithfulness. This simple task will strengthen your faith and show you that God is dependable. Another way to strengthen your trust in God is to take the time to get to know Him. Spending time in the Word will help you know God better and guide you when making difficult decisions. I grew up in the faith, went to a small town church in South Africa, attended Bible studies, listened to Christian speakers, but I got to know God more intimately once I made personal study and prayer a habit. The Bible is simply amazing. It shows us the good, the bad, and the ugly of real people. The Word shares stories of love, redemption, and God's faithfulness through difficult times. God's undying love for us is something we cannot fully comprehend. But some parts of Scripture might be challenging to us. But use these passages to get to know God. Ask questions, pray about it, listen to speakers, read commentaries, but do the digging yourself. Give yourself the gift and the privilege to know God more intimately. Bind the truth of God around your waist so you will not trip during those spiritual battles. Let it support the very core of you so that you can stand firm when the hard times come. The next part of the Roman soldier's armor is the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate was the heaviest piece of armor the soldier needed to carry. It came in many shapes and forms, but it has one goal in mind. a goal in mind, to protect the essential organs of the soldier. I want you to imagine the young soldier carrying the armor for the first time. It must have been hard to do at first, but as he got more practice and experience, he could carry the weight of the armor more efficiently, to the point where he did not notice it anymore. To wear the breastplate of righteousness is essential for survival in a broken world. So let's look at righteousness. Merriam-Webster gives the following synonyms for righteous: all right, decent, ethical, moral, nice, right, right-minded, straight, true, upright, and virtuous. Choosing what is right in a broken world is challenging. For the best of us, righteousness can be a heavy weight to carry. Even Paul struggled with keeping his path straight. The good news is that God does not expect us to be perfect. We cannot earn his love by doing what is right. I want to say that again. We cannot earn God's love by doing what is right. God loves us just the way we are, with all our brokenness. Jesus already took every wrongdoing and paid the price for us. So if heaven is ours and our sins are forgiven, why would we want to wear the breastplate of righteousness? God did not give us boundaries to burden us or to take something away from us. He gave us boundaries to protect us. God wants to protect our hearts and our lives against the hurtful consequences of bad choices. He knows our strengths and weaknesses. He knows that some of our battles will be easy to conquer and others will be more challenging. So be gentle to yourself and accept your brokenness. Ask God to help you find the right way. Study His word and put it into practice. Wear your breastplate of righteousness proudly, knowing that with God, you can conquer your most difficult battles. The next part of armor is the shoes of peace. The shoes of the Roman soldier were made of leather. It almost looked like those gladiator sandals we like to wear during summer. It had hobnails at the bottom of the sole for traction and durability, very similar to soccer cleats. Once you know the truth, which is the belt, and practice it, which is the breastplate of righteousness, it is time to put on your shoes and share what you have learned and experienced with others. Some might think that being a follower of Jesus will make you boring, legalistic, and judgmental. But in my experience, that could not be further from the truth. Knowing God will soften our edges. It will give you a heart for all kinds of people. It gives us a heart for the broken and the weak. Having a deeper relationship with the Lord will allow you to see those around you in a different light. He will enable you to love the unlovable, to forgive the unforgivable. Not because someone told you to or you feel that you have to, but because you want to. You will not be able to live life any other way. Helping and taking care of others will become second nature. The more you know him, the more he will transform you into the person he created you to be. And with him, you will find a peace that you cannot describe. So as you grow in your faith and get to know God more, be ready to put on the shoes of the gospel of peace. But do make sure that those hobnails at the bottom of your shoes do not get worn down. Keep them in good condition by returning to God's word and knowing the truth before you share it with others. Keep your traction by living a life of righteousness. So, how do we share God with those around us? Sharing God with others might sound intimidating to some, but it does not have to happen on a stage or even during a mission trip. Sharing God with others shines the brightest in our daily actions. It is being salt and light in a broken world. Take care of your family. remember to take care of your loved ones first. Make your home a place your family wants to be. My Afrikaans mom from South Africa always says, hou die nesie warm. Translated, it means keep the nest warm. Sometimes we are so busy trying to change the world that we neglect the ones we love the most. So remember to take care of your family first. Next is take care of your tribe. We all have a tribe of friends we love to be with. Be a loving friend in the everyday moments. Remember, sometimes giving a hug means so much more than giving advice. Give your time and your energy to your close friends and stay a while. God also calls us to take care of our neighbors. There are so many ways to shine light into your community. These are a few practical ideas of how you can take care of your community. Give the elderly lady with the full card a chance to pay first. Phone your friend who's got cancer for a friendly chat. Invite your single neighbor over for dinner. Share your pool with the neighborhood kids. Smile at the frustrated clerk behind the desk and ask if she's having a hard day. There are so many ways to shine God's light into your community. So next is the shield of faith. The Roman soldier's shield was curved and large enough to protect almost the whole body. And they could actually hunker down and hold the shield to protect themselves. The shield consisted of three layers of wood, a layer of cloth or leather on the outside. By soaking the outer fabric of the hide of the shield in water before the battle started, the soldier could protect himself against the fiery arrows from the enemy. The shield of faith can protect us in various ways. The first step is to hold on to your faith in God. Letting go of your faith means no protection at all. You have to hold on tightly to make sure you are covered in faith. Next, you have to prepare your shield and soak the hide with water before the battle starts. Believing in God without knowing Him is like a dry shield. An unprepared shield will protect us against many things, but our faith will go up in flames as soon as those fiery arrows come. So make sure you strengthen your faith by getting to know God. The more you know Him, the more you will be able to trust Him. But what is faith? Having faith in someone is trusting they will be there for you and take good care of you. Think of the friend you will trust taking care of your child. Why do you have faith in that friend? You trust her with your child because you have spent some time with her. You have probably known her for a while, and she has proven through her actions that she loves your child. That is why you trust her to take good care of your child. The same principle applies to our faith in God. To have faith in God, you have to spend time getting to know Him. The more you spend time with Him, the more you will trust Him, and that will strengthen your faith in Him. So prepare your shield of faith with water and hold on tightly so you can protect yourself against the fiery arrows of the enemy. The next part of this armor is the helmet of salvation. The helmet protected the head, neck, ears, and face of the Roman soldier during battle. When you put on the helmet of salvation, it shields your mind and your ears from the enemy. I love this image from Paul. How often are your mind plagued with negative thinking? How often do you say to yourself, this is impossible. I will never be able to overcome this. This is too hard. I'm worthless. I think of the song You Say by Lauren Daigle, and it describes this feeling perfectly. She says, I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. Can you relate? the good news is that when the enemy attacks your thoughts with negativity, the helmet of salvation is your barrier. Remember, you are a child of God, and He has already saved you from all your mistakes and failures. Lauren's song continues to say, "You say I am love when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. And you say I am held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours. And I believe what you say of me. The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you I find my worth. In you I find my identity." So next time you feel overwhelmed with negative thoughts, remember, you are God's beloved child. Find your worth and your identity in Christ. So put on your helmet of salvation and refuse to waste another moment on negative thinking. Know that with God, you already measure up. You are forever loved and accepted. With Him, you are strong and can overcome your toughest battles time and time again. The last piece of the armor is the sword of the Spirit. The Roman soldier carried a short, it was almost this length, double-edged sword to protect himself during battle. He used this lethal weapon for those in-your-face interactions with the enemy. Paul tells us that the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. In the last few years, I have done a lot of Bible study, and I started the practice of reading the Bible until a verse would stand out. Have you had that happen to you, where you read the Bible and all of a sudden you see a verse that speaks to you, that touches you deeply? I like to write those verses down so that I can come back to them later. These are the verses that become your double-edged sword during in-your-face attacks from the enemy. When your life is upside down, go to your favorite scriptures and remind yourself of God's promises in those moments. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible since I was a little child is Psalm 121. It reads, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Behold, the protector of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade on your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will guard you from all evil. He will preserve your soul. The Lord will watch over you. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." So what can we take away from today's message? The first thing is to remember to be aware but not afraid of the enemy. The enemy is real, but he can be defeated. Sometimes we get so stuck in our downward rut. Don't let it happen. With God, you can be victorious. You are not sentenced to a life of unhappiness. Next, God calls us to be proactive. Put on the full armor of God. With no armor, you have no protection against the enemy. With only some of the pieces of armor, you will leave vital parts of you exposed. Do not make the battle harder than it needs to be. Wear the full armor of God. Next, we need to remember to pray, pray, and pray. Prayer is simply conversation with God. It is available to us in every moment of our day. So use that privilege and talk to God throughout your day. Ask for advice. Tell Him about your frustrations. Tell Him about your dreams and what you want. The next important point is to remember that you are not alone. Know that God is with us always through the good times, the bad times, and the totally messed up times. Next, be willing to grow. Through the battles, God will teach us and help us grow stronger. They say you are stronger than you think, but remember, God is stronger than you think. Tap into His strength and be victorious. Next, remember, you are free. God already won the ultimate battle. Heaven is yours. Celebrate this daily by living your life to the fullest. Next, remember to be joyful. Find your balance and be full of joy starting today. God wants us to experience joy today, tomorrow, and every day of our lives. And lastly, feel the love. When you feel defeated, accept God's loving kindnesses. One of my favorite verses is in Lamentations 3, verse 22 to 23. It says, "The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Do you hear that? God's loving kindnesses is new every morning, especially for you. Being called a child of God is a privilege and an honor. Take the time to foster a relationship with your King. He will teach you everything you need to know to enter life's battlefields. Not all of us will fight the same fight, but know that your King will only allow you to go to the battles you can conquer. With time and practice, you will be able to carry the full armor. With each battle, you will get wiser and stronger. But allow Him to teach you how to grow and reach your full potential. Let Him show you how to become victorious and shine light and love into the lives of everyone around you.